Welcome to Hebrew Club. Near in the end, middle of the quarter, call day next week. We are on 2 Samuel chapter 13, beginning at verse 10. And we are right in the middle of the Amnon-Tamar incident right here. And Tamar has just fixed Amnon some food, all right? But he refused to eat it because he has another issue that he wants to deal with. And we see that in verse 10 and following. So this is kind of the crucial part of the narrative here. Verse 10 then. Vayomer Amnon el Tamar, Havi'i ha-birya ha-cheder, ve'evra miyadek, vatikach Tamar et ha-levivot asher asata, vatavei l'Amnon achia he-chadra. And Amnon said to Tamar, bring, notice that this is a feminine singular, hifil imperative, all right, so bring ha-birya, bring the food, ha-cheder, to the inner room. Okay, notice there's no locative hey here, but you just understand it, and you don't even have a preposition, and a lot of times in the context, you'll see that, I think some manuscripts, let's see here, in 10a, if you guys just look at that, there's a couple manuscripts that do have a hey at the end of it, and you see it at the end of the verse, but you don't need it. So she brought the food to the inner room, or bring the food to the inner room, ve'evre, and I will eat. Notice that this is from the root bara again. It's been used throughout this whole section for to eat, all right? And again, notice that it seems to be a synonym with akal. All right, so bring the food to the inner room, and I will eat it from yadek, from your hand. Vatikach Tamar, so Tamar took et ha-levivot, took the cakes which asata she had made. Again, notice that that's simple call, third feminine singular. And remember that the shva under the sin has lengthened because it's in pause. Notice it's in pause. So that's why you get that kind of weird, it looks a little strange. But Tamar took the cakes which she had made, vatave, and she brought. Again, that's just a hifil, vav, consecutive, imperfect, third feminine singular. And she brought, and again, you understand the object, brought them to Amnon, achia, her brother, he chadra, to the inner room. Again, here, notice you have the locative he. All right, so you see variation there. And again, in a manuscript like this, you see all kinds of variations in spelling. So it's not uncommon. All right, good. Any questions through 10? Okay, Michael, you with us?
I think so.
All right, man. Verse 11. Va tagesh elav leko. Va yachzek ba. Va yomer la. Boi shikvi imi achoti. Okay. Notice this, va tagesh. What's the root? Nagash, and it's a hifil. Nagash means to come near. So notice that this is a hifil. The patach under the top tells you that. And so if it's to bring, to come near in the call, it's to bring near in the hifil. Okay? So, and she brought it near to him. Elav. Again, the object is missing. She brought it near to him. Le'ekol. To eat. Again, call infinitive. Notice here you see akal and bara seem to be synonyms. Okay, so she brought it near to him to eat. Vayachazek ba, and he grabbed her. This is the hifil from chazak, to be strong in the call. And remember, it means to hold on to in the hifil. So he grabbed her, ba. Vayomer la, and he said to her, boi. See, again, feminine, singular, imperative call. Boi, come. Shikvi, again, another imperative. Lie imi, with me, achoti. Again, so again, come, lie with me, achoti, my sister. Again, notice she's referred to as his sister and the sister throughout. So it just gives you that edge to what he is doing. See? She's not just a stranger, a slave. She's his sister, another, a princess, really. Okay? Questions through 11. Verse 12, then, here it comes. Vatomer lo, al achi, al ta'aneni. Kilo yeasekein beYisrael, al taaseh et hanevela hazot. And she said to him, al aki, no, my brother. Again, notice you can use either al or lo in situations like this. Usually lo, but sometimes you get al. No, my brother, do not ta'aneni. Do not violate me. Notice that this is a piel, imperfect, from ana. And ana can mean a number of different things. To sing, to answer, to be humble, and here to humiliate. See, do not violate me. Do not oppress me, something like that. Okay? Ki lo ye'aseh kein beYisrael. Ye'aseh is a nifal imperfect, third masculine singular, to be done. Certainly not, and then kein is the subject, kind of. Certainly not should thus, or let's put it this way, let's make it an adverb. Certainly not should it be done thus in Israel. Okay? We would say, surely thus should not be done in Israel.
Can you do that altogether?
Yeah. And she said to him, no, my brother, do not violate me. And now ki I'm taking as kind of an assertive. This is a very emotional speech that she's making. Surely it should not be done this way in Israel. Okay. Now you have another al ta'aseh. Do not do et hanevela. Navel means to be foolish. Here's a noun. Do not do this foolishness. Okay, this folly. All right. Questions through 12. Okay, verse 13. Va'ani, notice the Masoretes have you pause with the little rabia there. Va'ani.
What's the rabia?
It's that little diamond above the ani. It's just kind of a minor pause. You will see it above the ata in a few words as well. So va'ani, ana olik et cherpati. Va'ata tihye ke achad hanevelim beYisrael. Okay. As for me, so notice. And now Anna is where, okay? So as for me, where? Olig. Now look at that. That's from the root halak, to go. And notice that it's a hifil. It is behaving like a first yud. So it's intransitive in the call, okay? So it's something like, and notice the object then. So notice it takes a direct object in the hifil. So you go from intransitive call to transitive hifil. Okay. So as for me, where will I put away my reproach? Cherpa is reproach. See, so where will I put away my, get rid of my reproach, we'd probably say. Okay. Ve'ata, and as for you, so notice how the Masoretes have gone the I-U emphasis. As for you, you will be like one of the Nevalim. You will be like one of the fools in Israel. I don't know if fools is the best translation for it, you know. One of the despicable people, probably.
With Halak and Cherpa,
yeah.
Could it also be like, where could I bring my reproach?
Yeah, where can I take my reproach? Yeah, where can I go with it? See, it's kind of like, where can I go with my reproach?
Well, even to what court can I bring my case?
I don't know if it's court in mind or just how to get rid of it. You know, this reproach is kind of, in every sphere of life, will affect her and him. So I don't know if she has the court in view at all. I think she just has what's going to happen to her if she's violated. Because notice she says, you're going to be as one of the Nevalim, the foolish people, not I'll send you to prison or something like that. See, in other words, he could get away with it, but socially she would just be an outcast.
More like reputation.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and even more than reputation in our society, she would be shamed and, even what, can you be married again? I don't know what the customs were. It's pretty bad. Yeah. So there's probably a cultural gap here in the heinousness of this act. even though it's still heinous in our society as well. Don't get me wrong about that.
Well, wasn't it part of the law that if you are raped in the country, then you could be innocent, but if you're raped in the city, then you could have cried out?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what applies here, actually.
And then, yeah. How much more so in the middle of the palace?
Yeah,
I
don't know. Good question. All right, so notice after this pause, notice she gives this other solution, va'ata. And so, daber na el hamelech. Notice that's an imperative with a na. She's being very deferential. And so, please speak to the king. Ki lo yim na'eni mimeka, for not will he withhold me. That's from mana, simple call. Not will he restrain me mimeka, from you. So in other words, she's saying, just go talk to the king and make the arrangements to do this properly. Don't do it like this. All right? Questions through 13?
I wonder if she was sincere there.
Well, see, you're wondering what's going on better this than the other. Yeah, I don't know. You never know what's going on. See, and that's why a lot of more feminist scholars have talked about this text, because notice how her voice is kind of suppressed and she's kind of powerless as to what happens. And then even how Absalom treats it, you wonder what's going on with Absalom and how he reacts right now, too. Is he doing a good thing or a bad thing or whatever? Those kinds of issues. It's hard for us to get a sense of the whole background, okay? Although we can get some of it. But when I think of what Absalom did, as you'll see, it's kind of like the parents when something shameful happens. Rather than dealing with it, they cover it up. But I don't know if that's what's going on or not for sure. So we'll see when we get there. V'lo ava lishmoa bekola va yechezak mimena va ye'aneha va yishkav ota. But not was he willing. Ava means to be willing. He was not willing lishmoa, to listen to Kola, to her voice. Okay? Vayecheza. Now here's the call to be strong. And he was stronger mimena, and he was stronger than her. Okay? So we would say, and he overpowered her. And see, she would not, so he overpowered her, he was stronger than her, and he ye'aneha, we had that before, and he violated her. Alright? And he yishkav ota. And I would say here, and he raped her. Notice the word means, and he lay with her. Okay? Verse 15. Vayis. Now here's the surprising thing. Vayis, maybe it's not. Vayis na'eha amnon sina gerola me'od ki gerola ha sina asher se ne'a me'ahava asher aheva vayomer la amnon kumi leki. And he hated her. Vayis na'eha. Okay, and he despised her from Sana. Amnon despised her with a sin'a gedola me'od. Notice sin'a is the noun. So and Amnon despised her with a hatred, a very great hatred. Okay. Ki, certainly, great was the hatred which he hated her. Me ahava, more than the love which ahava, he loved her. See, and so we make this, again, a comparative. And Amnon hated her with a very great hatred. Certainly, greater was the hatred with which, again, you don't have the pronoun, but we would add it, great was with which he hated her than the love with which he loved her. Okay? Vayomer la, and he said to her, and Amnon said to her, Kumi Lake. Well, you all know what that means. Get up, get out. Okay? Two imperatives side by side. All right? Questions through 15. Yeah, Jim.
This might be a bigger question than we want to talk about, but I mean, what's the concept of hatred? I mean, is the narrator telling us that he hates her as an interpretive result of the fact that he says Kumi Lake? Or is he,
I think, the way I read it, at least. Yeah, see that after he abused her and raped her, he had no more use for her. Mm-hmm. So despise in that sense, he wanted nothing more to do with her. Okay. And I mean, I think it's probably, you know, I can only presuppose it's self-loathing, self-hatred, that, and then that, you know, she becomes the object of his displeasure, maybe of himself, if you want me to be real shrinky about it. And so, you know, he just, for her, she becomes, you can see her objectified here. She's just a thing to be used, and when she's broken now, she's not the object of his desire. He had what he wanted, so he just dismisses her.
He's obsessed with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Forces himself to take what he wants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See? Yeah. Right. And I think we all can kind of sense what's going on in Amnon's mind here. I mean, you know, because he went against what he knew was right, what he knew he should have done. Love is destroyed. I guess. Any other questions? Okay, verse 16. Vatomer lo al odot ha ra'a ha gedola hazot me acheret asher asita imi le shalcheni velo ava lishmoala. Okay, and she said to him, no. Now this odot, it just means because. And it's a real odd form. It's only used a few times, okay? Odot. On account of, or because of, or in consequence of. So she said to him, "Al odot, no, because hara'a, the evil." Now here's, it gets kind of weird. Let me show you what, if you're following strictly the grammar. No, because the evil, the great, the thus, because this great evil, then the other, which you have done with me. To send me away. So first of all, the le shalcheni is an infinitive construct, a pl. Okay? And let me give you the sense of what she's saying here, and then we'll straighten it out a little in the translation. She's saying that to send me away is would be a greater evil than the rape. Okay? So here, she said to him, no, because, and what I think happened here is that hey, you had a reduplication of the hays after Gedola, which before Gedola and Zot that you shouldn't have. So you can kind of, you have to make it a comparative, because you have that comparative min before acheret. So no, because this evil is greater than the other, okay, which you have done with me. And then the leshalcheni, this evil in sending me away is greater than the other which you have done to me, in me. Does that make sense? So you have to make those kind of the gedola predicative rather than adjectival. So that's how most translations do it as well. So no, because this evil is greater, or would be greater than the other which you have done to me in sending me away. So to send me away, see, after doing this, velo ava, but not was he willing, lishmo, to listen to her. Okay? Questions about that? Again, it's convoluted there because of the way that we normally relate hara'a, hagedola, hazot, when you have three, we normally just render it those, the gedola and the zot, as adjectives, as attributive adjectives. Okay? Verse 17. Vayikra et na'aro mesharato. This is cold-blooded. Vayomer shilchuna et zot me'alai ha'chutza un'al hadelet achareha. And he called to his na'ar, his young servant, the one who attended him. Mesharato. All right. Is usually that's the relationship that Joshua was to Moses. He was his attendant. Okay, so he called his na'ar, his attendant, and he said, Shilchuna, please send this one, may alai. Please send this one from me, hachutza, to the outside. Now the next imperative. You know what that word is? Na'al. And lock the door, achareha, behind her. Okay. So he called to his servant Naar, his attendant, and he said, Shilchanah, please send this one from me outside, Hachutza, and lock the door behind her. Okay?
Now, could I ask you why it's plural, the imperative Shilhu?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's an inconsistency. Unless there's a vav that's supposed to be that dropped out before Meshartto, but I don't think so. I think that's just defining it. And I don't know. That's a good question. See, notice there's no Masoretic note or anything. Good question. Yeah, that's strange. I don't know. In a manuscript like this, we see inconsistencies and things like that. And this is one of those, but that's strange. It is strange. All right. Good. I'm glad you saw that, at least. I don't know. I'll think about that. It'd be interesting to do a study and see how often that happens, actually, in this manuscript, this book versus other books, and see if that's widespread or not.
How would you study that? How would you do it?
Well, you'd have to do a word search. You'd have to start just looking at all the imperatives. You have to do it book by book, you can do it easy enough.
Yeah.
Just look up Sam, just limit it to Samuel and start doing imperatives and seeing if there's a switch. But see, then you'd have to read every verse to see where the switch is and if there's incongruity. I mean, there is, this kind of incongruity is not unknown, all right? But it'd be interesting to see the frequency versus what books and how often that happens, okay? Good. We'll have to stop here, actually. So we'll start with verse 18 next week and see what happens in the aftermath of this. Yeah, there it is right there.
What program do you use to...
I use Accordance with Mac. So it's a fairly simple search.
Yeah.
That would be able to identify all the imperatives very easily.
Yeah. And, I don't know if I have that function.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look at all the imperatives.
The thing is, you wouldn't be able to narrow the search because you're looking for incongruity.
Yeah.
So you're going to be looking at all the different ones. So.
You can always use another read through the whole
system. That's another one. Still working on my first.